Isaiah chapter 21.
This is a message about a desert beside the sea. Enemies from a hostile nation attack like a whirlwind from the southern desert. What a horrible vision was shown to me, a vision of betrayal and destruction. Tell Elam and Media to surround and attack the Babylonians. The Lord has sworn to end the suffering they caused. I'm in terrible pain, like a woman giving birth. I'm shocked and hurt so much that I can't hear or see. My head spins. I'm horrified. Early evening, my favorite time, has become a nightmare. In Babylon, the high officials were having a feast. They were eating and drinking when someone shouted, "Officers, take your places, grab your shields." The Lord said to me,
"Send guards to find out what's going on. When they see cavalry troops and columns of soldiers on donkeys and camels, tell them to be ready."
Then a guard said,
"I have stood day and night on this watchtower, Lord. Now I see column after column of cavalry troops."
Right away, someone shouted,
"Babylon has fallen! Every idol in the city lies broken on the ground!"
Then I said, "My people, you have suffered terribly. But I have a message for you from the Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel. This is a message about Duma. From the country of Seir, someone shouts to me,
Guard, how much longer before daylight?"
From my guard post, I answered, "Morning will soon be here, but night will return. If you want to know more, come back later."
This is a message for Arabs who live in the barren desert in the region of Dedan. You must order your caravans to bring water for those who are thirsty. You people of Timar must bring food for the hungry refugees. They are worn out and weary from being chased by enemies with swords and arrows. The Lord said to me,
"A year from now, the glory of the people of Kedar will all come to an end, just as a worker's contract ends after a year. Only a few of their warriors will be left with bows and arrows. This is a promise that I, the Lord God of Israel, have made."